Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, August 23rd. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. In Hollywood, studios have presented a new offer to writers on strike for nearly 4 months. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers' latest deal guarantees a minimum length of employment for writers, as well as controls around AI use. And on pay, a 13% wage boost over 3 years and a more than 21% rise in residuals for high-budget streaming shows. The Writers Guild of America remains unswayed by the deal, however, telling members that the offer was inadequate and failed to address existential threats to the profession. Economic data from the Eurozone and UK have this morning revealed a sharp slowdown in business activity. The pound slumped after a faster-than-expected fall in new orders pushed the UK Composite Purchasing Managers Index down to a 31-month low. Europe's August PMI data was also worse than expected, as the bloc's economic downturn extended from manufacturing to the services sector. The data suggests that central banks' steep rate hikes aiming to curb inflation are starting to bite, with the Eurozone now on the brink of recession. The dismantling of bankrupt trucker Yellow is unleashing a bidding war in the tight supply chain market. Dozens of freight terminals are now up for grabs, with Old Dominion Freight Line bidding $1.5 billion for Yellow's network of terminals, surpassing an earlier offer from rival trucker Estes Express Lines. Both bids exceed the value Yellow placed on its real estate in its bankruptcy filing, and the company now expects to raise enough funds to repay its creditors. That includes a $700 million COVID-era loan from the US government. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mixed, and European shares are up in early trading, and US stock futures are in the green. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.